drummer, and his name was Frank. He didn't play too well, in fact he really stank. Frank was a pretty boy, girls thought he was a hottie, but he thought he was a woman trapped inside of a man's body. So Frank went to the doctor, said he needed a change, from a car to a garage in his home down on the range. But they messed up the paperwork to trim his lucky charm, and when he woke from the anesthesia, he only had one arm. Frank filed a lawsuit, he saw man as to lose, and we had nothing for him but still more bad news. We told him early while his stub was still sore, Frankie, you're not in the band anymore. Frank was upset, he wanted back in the band, and so he taught himself to drum with one hand. We went to his garage and got together to rehearse. He had really sucked before and now he was in much worse. So we decided we'd give him another try, when suddenly a chainsaw fell down from the sky. His brother had been playing with it up in the loft. It hit Frank square in the shoulder, cut his other arm right off. We were in the middle of playing a Meat Men song, suddenly we noticed that the rhythm sounded wrong. We turned around, saw the bloody arm lying on the floor, then Frank wasn't in the band anymore. So he tried playing the drums with his feet. It sounded stupid, but it really looked neat. But he lost his legs in an accident involving frogs and tang that he's never quite been able to explain. So he tried sticking the drumsticks in his nose. This made the handles all sticky and gross. He talked funny when he played, now with a pained nasal lisp, and his drum solo sounded like this.
Damn it, can somebody pick that up?
No.
When he finally got whiplash from playing with his head, we said, Frank, you've got to stop this, or else you'll soon be dead. We've enjoyed our time together, it's really been fun, but drummers need extremities and you don't have a one. Frank got real quiet, Frank got real sad, he didn't speak to us for months, I guess we made him mad. But I'm proud to say the story still has a happy end. He got prosthetic everything and now he's still our friend. We used him to prop open the door to the shed, and in the wintertime we've got the world's only talking sled. But our new drummer's name is Yamaha, we got him at the store, cause Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Everywhere, and I just
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Nero before Zeus.
Smile. stay with me. Smile all the time, don't go. Love the way you slide. Stay with me. Slide all the time, don't go. Love the way your mind stay with me. We'll be right back.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. Make the best of this test and don't rest, why? It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Don't take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on the shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on the crime. What it's worth, it was worth it all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia, Sounds of the Mission. This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only words there spoken was the whispered word Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door. Perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me,
me what thy lordly name is on this night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, sung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the trusted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God has left me, by these angels he has sent me, leave my loneliness unbroken, with the bust above my door. Take thy feet from out of my heart, take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And this raven never flitting, still is sitting, still is sitting, on the pallet, bust of pallet, just above my chamber door. Eyes have all the seeming of that demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
Thank you. brains went black when she took back her love and put it out into the sun. The birds did fly when the heavens all went dry, and the cigarettes were smoking by themselves. She'll do anything. She'll do anything. She'll do anything to make you feel like an asshole. Question marks stretched across her skin. She dangles carrots, makes you feel embarrassed to be the fool you know you are. She'll do anything. She'll do anything.
Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
I want to bring out our friend.
All right, let's
okay?
bring him out.
Let's bring out Joey Marlowe.
Okay, let's welcome Joey Marlowe, everybody.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be on the Frank Massey and Tilly show. And we're going to get nostalgic and reminisce and take a little walk down Broadway. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a gal. There's none so classy like that fair lassie. Oh, oh, goodness me, what a chassis. We went riding, but she didn't balk. Home from Yonkers, I'm the one who had to walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a gal. Oh. Hey, Frank.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Frank, if you want to lose weight, that's what you got to do.
Oh, nice.
That's how you stay. That's the way you stay slender, Tilly.
I've been drinking rainwater. It makes you much smarter. At least that's what they say. I've been walking on high ground, searching all around to see what I could see. So I, in desperation for a sensation, took right off the ground. Now I peer through my window. There's no one to know I'm not sitting sound. Oh man, look around. Get your feet on solid ground. Tragic to be seen with him. So we hide in the dark night. There's no one in sight. Freeze and strike a pose. And he, leaving, he sells us. And then he tells us it's just $1 more. If I follow words spoken by giving my token, I choke on words of doubt. Oh man, look around and get your feet on.
Let us pray for Sarah now departed from us.
Anybody touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss on.